TheOAMNetwork.com. Power to the podcast.
For
the
love
of
God.
For the love of God.
For the love of God. For the love of God. For the love of God. For the love of God.
For the love of God.
Hello, I'm your host, Sean Mosley, and welcome to For the Love of God. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/OAM. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/OAM. Again, that's audibletrial.com/OAM for your free audiobook. Today, we're going to be talking sports and faith and how they connect. And we're going to be talking today with a representative from the Memphis Athletic Ministries, better known as MAAM. Their mission is to help build godly youth in under-resourced neighborhoods by teaching them to love God, love others, and love themselves. They also have a vision to develop youth into Christ-centered, productive adults, positively impacting their families and neighborhoods, and they do that through the gateway of sports. So I thought they would be a great place to start in this conversation of faith in sports. And the person that we speak to today is Rod Moses, and he is the Director of Church and Ministry Relations. If you would like more information on Memphis Athletic Ministries, you can find out more at mamsports.org. And you can find out more information, find out how to volunteer, how to give, all of those great things. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, and you want to speak to someone from For the Love of God directly, you can email us at fortheloveofgod.podcast@gmail.com. Here's the show. For the Love of God, we're here today at the Memphis Athletic Ministries headquarters with Rod Moses, Director of Church and Minister Relations. Hi, Rod.
Hey.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Let's start off by asking, like, how did you get involved with MAAM?
Well, I came aboard July 2012, so mm-hmm. I'm right at my fourth year of being at MAAM, and it was just a good time for me to come from where I was working downtown, a place called the Leadership Academy, and also pastor a small church.
Okay.
And this opportunity came about. It was really great for me because, you know, the content on the church side is the same as the content here on the MAAM side. So it really allowed me to, you know, to serve and do what I felt God has called me to do.
So what's the denomination, or is it just, what is the denomination of MAAM?
MAAM is non-denomination.
Okay.
So MAAM, we don't hold to any particular denomination. We're just all about the gospel,
mm-hmm.
the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is the means, the power of our ministry. And if you believe the gospel that Jesus died on the cross, according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he rose from the grave, and that being your way of in means to heaven, and not only that, but your means to life on earth, then you can flow with MAAM.
Mm-hmm. So what's you're the director of Church and Ministry Relations.
Ministry Relations.
What does that involve?
I'm responsible for our church partnerships. So we partner with many churches. We need the church to help us to do what we do in pouring into to kids every day. So our churches are involved. We have several churches throughout the summer coming and being a part of our day-to-day summer activities with their respective camps. During the school year, we have churches that come in and volunteer. We're on our golf course now, so churches will come and send groups to help with the maintenance of our facilities. If you could think of it, of something that
needs to be done,
needs to be done, and can be done here at MAM, we have a church that's probably involved in doing that. So I'm responsible for that, responsible for staff care, and that's just really ministering to the staff and just assuring that we stay gospel focused. And I'm responsible for our training. We have several trainings throughout the year on various topics just to give us the tools that we need in order to do the jobs that we've been called to do.
Cool. What are the origins of MAM? Like, when was it established?
MAM was founded back in 1998.
Okay.
It actually was birthed out of Memphis Leadership Foundation, which is right on Poplar Avenue there.
Okay.
Gentleman by the name of Larry Lloyd, and others felt the need for a sports ministry, an after-school sports ministry, and their birth MAM, and offices started out of MLF, but over time we built our first facility across the street from where we are. The Grizzly Center, we built that facility in 2003, which is the only facility that we've built and owned from the ground up in terms of partnering. The rest of our facilities are partnerships with either formerly run community centers or, as I mentioned before, church partners.
Awesome. I was across the street.
Yeah.
Got kind of turned around,
right?
But
most people don't know about our golf facility, but this is a 9-hole par 3 course, and it's not just your traditional golf, but we also have disc golf, frisbee golf, as it's called. We have foot golf or soccer golf, and you'll see people out here all times of day, as long as we're open out here, either playing one of those three sports. So, yeah, there's a lot in terms of sports that we offer to our kids here at MAM.
You ever get out there?
on occasion, and that is a very, very light occasion. Don't have the opportunity to do that. I've just never been the avid golfer. Except for putt-putt and driving ranges. But other than that,
Tiger Woods never gave you the itch.
Right. I leave the golfing up to other folks.
Cool. So what is the vision or plan, the mission of MAM?
We exist to build godly youth in under-resourced neighborhoods.
Okay.
We want to teach them to love God, love others, and love themselves, and that's our mission. We do that through the means of the gospel.
Okay.
It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that is what and who we rely on to build our kids to be productive adults and productive citizens. But with that, we also have other programming. We have our academic program where our kids, all of our elementary students are required to go into an academic structured environment where they're learning math and learning reading. And even this summer, we have a science program as well. And so it's the gospel, but we're also very practical in terms of the other programs that we offer to build a holistic individual.
So what's an example of like a godly youth? Because sometimes you throw like God and kids together and people expect that child to be perfect.
Right.
And never to make a mistake and things like that. And sometimes kids, they get caught up in that idea and they can't live up to it. And so they just say, forget about God, forget about churches.
Absolutely.
It's too hard.
Absolutely. And we try to, I mean, we try not to put the law on our kids, realizing that, you know, we warrants kids as well, and a lot of us, even as staff, are still kid at heart. So,
yeah,
you know, as staff and as leaders of MAM, we're not perfect. We don't claim to be perfect. So, of course, we don't expect our kids to be perfect as well. Our main thing, we just want them to receive the gospel. We mm-hmm. just want them to have at least a plant a seed in their heart. And if that takes place, we believe that life transformation and life change will certainly take place. We're not here to judge and count all the rights and wrongs. We did that for their lives and our lives.
Yeah.
We'll be doing it forever. So, you know, what a godly youth looks like, you know, we want respect.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to be consistent, and we just want to be able to model Christ before them. And, of course, we have our youth are in Bible studies, so they're learning the Word of God, and as much as the word they can learn, that's great. But of course, we don't judge them according to how many scriptures they memorize. We just want them to receive and know that Jesus loves them, and we want to try to model that before them the best way we can.
Oh, cool! What's the balance between, you know, sports and Bible study?
Yeah, well, I mean, sports is how we get kids in the door.
Okay,
so we are a sports ministry.
Yeah.
No doubt. If you look at our logo, you know, you don't see the Bible on our logo. Well, you kind of do. I mean, you got to look at it.
Oh,
if you look at it close.
Yeah, yeah, I see a cross in there.
Yeah, you see the cross on the logo. But we use sports to get kids in the door. And, you know, they participate in our basketball leagues. We have an intramural volleyball league that we're doing this summer. There's soccer, of course. There's golf. So all different kinds of sports. But sports, again, it's just a storefront
mm-hmm.
to get them connected to Christ and connected to the Word of God. So during school, during the school schedule, say around 5 o'clock, we'll break off into what we call youth leadership groups, discipleship groups. Is what we call them. And then our coaches will take that really intimate hour and a half to pour into our kids. And that could be through an activity, that may be a practice, but at least three times during the week, there is a solid Bible study that that our discipleship kids are receiving. And then in addition to that, every day there is a Devo, a devotional
okay.
that one of our coaches will give to all of our kids. So mm-hmm. all of our kids that walk in the door, they receive some level of scripture, of Bible, a lesson, a practical lesson that they can take with them if they're here up until we close 9 o'clock, or if they're just here for our free playtime.
Okay. So MAM is mostly in under-resourced neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's part of our vision, under-resourced neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, again, we have three church partnerships. There's Olivet Fellowship in the Parkway Village area.
Mm-hmm.
We have St. Andrew AME Church in South Memphis. And our third church partnership is Leewood Baptist.
Okay.
That is in the Berkeley area. It's kind of the Highland Macon area of town.
Okay.
And then we have the four community centers that were run. Literally, they were run by the city, and the city had slated to close them. And we, you know, we saw it in the paper. We raised our hand and said, hey, these are locations that we could utilize these facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we took them over. And they are Magnolia Community Center in the Castalia area, Greenlaw Community Center in downtown area, Bethel LaBelle in the Bethel Grove / Orange Mound. That's a defining line there. Orange Mound folks say that, hey, that's not Orange Mound, but it's what we consider Orange Mound. And then our fourth community center is Hamilton High School. The community center is right adjacent, right on the back side of the high school. That we occupy that facility and run our after school programming out of the high school community center.
Oh, cool. So it sounds like get in where you can fit in.
Well, I mean, as far as our locations go, mm-hmm. they are very strategic.
Okay.
It's just not any location that will work for us. You know, we want kids to be able to get to a facility even if they are not bused from a school.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about on a Saturday, I mean, our programming, most of our kids get to our facilities through busing during the school year. But if you think about on a Saturday, if we didn't have buses or transportation available, which we don't bus on Saturday, except for our games, would a kid be able to get to a facility? And if the answer is no, then that may not be a neighborhood facility for us, because okay. we want to utilize those facilities that are within the neighborhood. Kids can have easy access, and that we can have the greatest impact for the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Would you, if the opportunity arises, would you ever like move out? Like try to find some place in the suburbs or something like that.
Oh well, I don't know about the suburbs. That's just not a part of our vision.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, in terms of under-resourced,
yeah.
if you think about under-resourced neighborhoods, under-resourced is not just within the 240 loop as it was. So that under-resourced title is moving out east. But as far as MAM go, mm-hmm. I mean, we're not in remotely looking at Cordova and Germantown, those areas to have a facility. We're still sort of localized within the inner city of Memphis.
Okay. Do you guys ever reach out to like Cordova community centers, like, hey, let's organize a game or something like that?
Well, not necessarily the center, but we do have church teams. We do have other teams that are part of our league that we may have a scrimmage game with. We have a great relationship with the Emmanuel Episcopal Center. So we'll do some scrimmaging there. So yeah, we do have relationships around the city that, you know, just sister organizations where our kids can get together and partner. One of the largest sister after-school ministry that we partner with is Streets Ministries. A lot of our league games are held over at Streets, and so they've been a great partner for us, and we're always interested in opening up doors for partners like them to continue to spread our programming and spread the gospel.
Awesome. How many kids you are estimated to come through the doors of MAM?
Come through the doors, estimate is 750 on a daily basis.
Whoa.
that's during the school year. So, yeah, 750 kids. Come through our doors, and again, as I mentioned before, those kids are receiving a devotional, and they're experiencing just a fun, loving, and safe environment, which is part of our core values. And then there's a transition time, which varies from center to center, and that number sort of trickles down to about 250, 300 that will finish out our day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about the summertime? How many kids come through?
I don't have the latest numbers, but
you have like summer programs. Or?
Absolutely, oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, we're running summer, full blown summer camps at a few of our facilities. My son goes to the Olivet camp. That's always one of our largest camps. Leewood has a camp. The Grizzly Center across the street has a camp, and a couple others. And then, but all of our facilities are open, and we'll have a free play time, and they'll take field trips. The number is not quite the 750. I would have to estimate probably 400, 450 during the summer, but it's a good group that we minister to each and every day.
It's like an all day program in the summer.
Yes, it is.
Wow,
it is. Yeah, it starts early morning. Some of our facilities start, I want to say 7:30, and you know, go till 7 o'clock. So, just depends on the facility. But yeah, we run an all-day operation during the summer.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids to give, I mean, something to do. And also at the same time, you're giving them a good message at the same time. With the way that youth are being portrayed, even in the media here, do you see like MAM as like an important, a very important staple in the Memphis community? To like give kids something to do besides being out doing whatever kids get into?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just giving kids something to do, but it's giving kids hope.
Yeah.
It's giving kids confidence, giving kids a different attitude, a different mindset, an alternative to make the right decision. And a lot of times kids are just... you know, they get caught up by association.
Yeah.
It may not be the kid that's actually, you know, pulling the trigger or breaking in, but they're just with the crowd. And so, you know, a lot of those kids will come through our doors. And so we just value the time that we have to pour into them, because you just never know what a kid is contemplating. You never know the peer pressure that... that kid is under. And so we just want them to know that, as Philippians 4:13 says, they can do all things through Christ that gives them strength. There is a power that is available to us as adults, but also to our kids, to stand firm in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God is just as much for them as it is for us. Jesus says, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come. Don't keep them from me, is what Jesus is saying. Yeah. For such is the kingdom of heaven. Meaning that the grace of God is for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And kids can understand who God is and how he will work in their lives so that they can be successful where they are and be productive as they grow into adults.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have basketball, you have golf. What other sports do you have?
This summer we're running an intramural volleyball league. So we got volleyball that's going on. We got soccer. I'm not sure if you mentioned soccer.
No, I didn't.
But we have soccer, and that's a rapidly growing sport for us. Our kids love soccer, and especially our Leewood and Olivet kids, they're just immersed into soccer. Leewood is a very ethnic, multi-ethnic, just part of town. And so, of course, the gym looks like the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of Hispanics, and where soccer is just the number one sport, and as opposed to basketball in South Memphis.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to cater to the community and make our facilities inviting where kids can come and, again, not just receive Bible, but have a balance of fun and just building that relationship.
Yeah. So I was terrible at sports when I was a kid. Is there anything for kids like that were like me that were terrible at sports?
Yeah.
We got like a chess team or something like that.
We don't have a chess team. That's a great idea, actually. But, you know, the thing about it is that all of our coaches are not just athletically inclined, especially, you know, on our girl side. And then some of our guys are just, you know, they're just kind of out there. But we're exposing our kids to all different types of activities. We're having speakers to come in, talk about careers. We actually have a career readiness program for our older kids, where speakers are coming in to talk about college, about finances, and just preparing for life. You know, we don't exist to make the next LeBron James, Steph mm-hmm. Curry. So, you know, if that was our focus, we would be missing a whole lot of kids. It's about relationship. It's about building confidence, and whatever that takes for an individual, our coaches are trained to recognize that, and to meet them at the point of the need where the message will resonate, and they can grasp and move forward for what the purpose and what God has called them to do.
Mm-hmm. So there's not, to my knowledge, there's not a lot of sports mentioned in the Bible at all that I can think of, unless it's something in there that I just don't know about.
And well, there's references. Paul references being physically active, and
yeah.
He talks in 1 Corinthians. I don't have my Bible in front of me.
I think boxing metaphors, I believe.
Yeah. And, you know, winning, disciplining the body. He says in Philippians, I press toward the mark for the prize.
Yeah.
He talks about the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. So there's a reference of sports in scripture. You know, you look hard enough, you'll find it. You'll find it.
So I like the idea of using sports to, you know, reach out and to be a blessing to somebody's life. Is that how you feel that sports should be used, or yeah. I mean, really any gateway that you can get in there, I guess.
You said the right word. It's just a gateway. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. You know, so some people are gifted in sports and some people are not. Those that are gifted, you know, praise God for that. I say use your gift to the glory and honor of God, but certainly we don't want to make people feel less than because they're not gifted. But in all of it, again, it's just a means for the gospel.
Yeah.
And again, we want to get kids to the gospel, and mm-hmm. you know, those productive things that we can use to do that, such as sports, such as arts and crafts, such as you know, just, you know, being involved in other activities. We would use those so that we can put kids in environments to have their ears and hearts open to hear the love of Jesus.
You know, how do you feel about, you know, like sports players like Steph Curry and things like that kind of add religion or add God into their sporting lives? And
I think that's what it's designed for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's a separation to whatever we do. You could be a scientist. You can be a bus driver. You should be able to add your faith in whatever you do. He just has a larger platform.
Yeah.
And more leverage for people to see, so he gets more exposure. But it's really no different from what you do or what the next person does. All that we do, we ought to do to the glory and honor of God. And Colossians literally says, work unto the Lord and not as unto man. So I look past, you know, my physical responsibilities, and I want to honor God in that. But my aim is to please the Lord and all that I do. And if I please him, 9 times out of 10, that will take care of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So I know you're not looking to find the next Steph Curry or LeBron James or something like that. But has there been a 700 kids a year?
Man, I mean, there are some ballers that come through our gyms, no doubt. I've been here 4 years, so I'm not sure, you know, where they are. But a lot of times, some of the players that will play on, say, like Hamilton, the high school team, they can't play for us all year round because they're playing on their school team.
Mm-hmm.
But when the season is over, then they just, you know, get on one of the MAM teams and continue to play. So, yeah, there's a high level of talent for sure.
Yeah.
That comes through our gyms. And many of those kids are playing on AAU teams. And so when we see the gift, we recognize that. And, you know, anything that we can do to help that athleticism, and if we see a potential to go to that next level, we want to do that.
Yeah. Are there any other success stories, maybe on like a smaller scale, like somebody came back and gave like a testimony of how like MAM has helped them? And
many, many success stories. We just don't even have time to go through them. But I can just, you know, just off the top of my head, we have a few of our full-time employees that grew up in our programming. And Jarvis Freeman is the first one that comes to mind. It's from our Greenlaw gym that's community center in the downtown area, and he's on full time now as our one of our youth coordinators and doing a phenomenal job. And so, and we have others as well, either part time or full time, that have come up in our programming, and now we've hired them to do what was sort of done to them, you know, to turn around and to pour into other youth as the love of Jesus is poured into them. So success stories like that. And then, you know, we can be out in a restaurant and we can see a kid that came through MAM working in a restaurant that we thought was headed for the grave or headed to jail. But now this young man is being productive and doing his or her best, and you know, has a respectable job, going to school, things like that. Those are success stories for us, and you know, that just gives us encouragement and lets us know that what we do, what God has given us to do, works. That the gospel is still alive, and to God be the glory for all that He's done.
Cool. Money doesn't grow on trees, and all these great things, nice facilities and gyms and things like that. I'm pretty sure they didn't.
You
come
must have
it.
A check with you, man. Is that right?
I wish I did. But what I do have is people who may want to give or reach out and get involved. How can somebody, everyday person, get involved or help, ma'am?
You can get involved in many ways. And since, you know, you mentioned financial, it does cost to run a gym. I think the last estimate I heard from our president and CEO that it takes roughly $250,000 a year to run a gym. And so that's a huge investment and huge commitment. But you think about the many different lives that are touched in the process. So, of course, you know, if your listeners are able to give financially, we accept that and we appreciate that. And just to let your listeners know that those resources are being put to where kids can hear the gospel and can grow in what God has gifted them to do. But there are other ways to be involved, and that's through volunteering, during our academics and our homework help. You can go to our website and find out more information about how to get involved in that. We have people to come in and do Bible studies. Mm-hmm. We have, it's just so many ways. If, you know, different folks who have different careers come in and speak about, you know, what they do, that's part of it. Yeah. So, I mean, the sky is the limit. We can create ways for folks to get involved. Nobody is turned away. But I think the most important thing is to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have the opportunity to do something. If it's not with MAM, it needs to be with some reputable gospel centered organization that's touching the lives of kids like we're doing. And there's just no excuse. And so, you know, those who are listening to me, we love to have you at MAM. We'd love for you to give, but if MAM is not the organization, please, MAM, please, sir, make sure you are investing in the kingdom somewhere.
Yeah. Memphis Athletic Ministries.com?
It's actually mamsports.org. www.mamsports with a S, .org. Mary Apple Mary Sports with a S, .org.
Awesome. So the name of the show is For the Love of God, and that can be interpreted two ways, either as a joy or as a frustration. Is there one like particular joy or frustration that you have with religion or with sports?
One joy or frustration?
Yeah.
Frustration, I'll start with that. You know, there's always the balancing act of working in ministry.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can't be two places at one time. You know, many of us who are in leadership here at MAM, we have families to balance. We serve kids, but then we've birthed kids
yeah.
as well. So, there's a balance of that. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, that can be a strain. So those who are listening to us, you know, please be in prayer for that. And then just the joy of the Lord, you know, it is a joy to serve.
Yeah.
In this ministry, and just a joy to serve the kingdom. And God is just so, he's just so good. To us, and for me to have the opportunity to serve in this capacity, I can't thank him enough. The joy of the Lord is truly my strength, and so, you know, that's just life. It's a balance. We, you know, we have a spirit, but and that spirit is, you know, is the spirit of Christ. But we live in a body, and that body deals with tiredness. That body deals with struggles and strains, and so we have to do everything by faith in his grace, and his grace is amazing. And if we truly put our trust in him, and whatever we do, whatever your assignment is, whatever it is, you trust in him, he'll give you power to do it. And I'm reminded of what Jesus says in Matthew 5:16. He says, "Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and give God the glory. Glorify your Father, which is in heaven." So I just encourage you to keep on shining.
Thank you. Well, it's been a joy to have you on.
A joy.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to For the Love of God podcast. For more info, follow us on Twitter @4, @TheLoveOfGod_. Find us on Facebook. If you have any questions or concerns, you can send those to fortheloveofgod.podcast@gmail.com. This podcast is a joint production with the OHM Network. For more information and other great podcasts, go to theohmnetwork.com.